είναι ρισκόφη με γαλλία. Είτε μαχθούν μαλαγέ του χρυσήν και σμίζει του χώρου μα. Και όλα τσιά ο Ράσια εξπλήν. Είτε μαχθούν μαλαγέ του με αυτισχόλου το. Το λικό μα μην την εσελιά. Ο χρυσήν και σμίζει του χώρου. Βελο γιατίνον οι κεχόβοι μου είναι Ισραήλ. Μάου να αξιωρούν εμπέιν την Ισία. So, the Abaye was in connection with the kings where the Arid in Syria. And the Yechsime, we don't know the identity of the Yechsime, but we do know that they have Goyish names. So, what's the Shaila? So, let's say, look at Ma'ul Achshur in Syria. Now, so Ma'ul Achshur in Syria. In other words, it's possible that they are Goyim, and they are possible that they are Jews. Now, we have a Mesira, so Midrash is certainly not possible. But if the Yechsime are Jews, so then there is no problem. If they are Goyim, so then it involves the full Rabbon of Mizuyim Tzeich. So the question is it kosher or not? Omalei, we both get in Lucas Vilus, Vichshav. Without Lucas Vilus, the Israelis will ask Mish Messiah. Because it's a typical Gentile name. Abul Shamisachine, the Shrich Yisrael to ask him Bishmesaye, Solo. So, how is it? Was the answer of Rabbi Yechanan given in accordance with the view of Rabbi Shimon or not? Now, there are some Rishaimim who pass like Rabbi Shimon, drive it. And the Raya is from this Gemara. Because here the Gemara gives the Teretz. That if the Yechsime have typical gentle names, so then it's all right. Why? Because that's Rav Shimon Shite. That by Shimon's Mevokim, we are not Gezer Dilmer or Selimim Serule, Bifanai. So that's why the Raivet Paskins like Rav Shimon. But let's see how Rashi explains it more. Rashi doesn't explain that Gemara that way, because if Rashi had explained that Gemara that way, so Rashi wouldn't say, "Ushmisein kishmei dikichovim v'lo yadino ni dikichovim ni Yisrael." So why do yadino? Yadino. The shaila is whether we pass like Rav Shimon or not. Rashi says v'lo yadino dikichovim ni Yisrael. So the whole Abaye is in connection with the case where we don't know whether the signatories are Goyim or Jews. The implication being that if we know that the signatories are Goyim, then it's definitely possible, even if it changes Mevaki. But the only Abaye is in regard to the case where we don't know. Oh, so Maul Achshur Abayim Misirei. So Rish Lakish had an alternative, that is Al-Kadai Toch, that it should be kosher in this case, even if the Shemes are not Shemes Mevokim, because Midei Chshosh Eliraisi Yotzon, after all, they are in the Misirei. So Midraisi certainly not possible. The question is, does it involve the Pshlok Mizuyim Teich Midrapanon? Or not. Now, so if we knew that they are going, then it would be possible Rabbanon. But since we don't know whether the signatories are going or Jews, and it's possible that they are Jews, so Mele, since it's only Shailen in the Rabbanon, so we can become a hotel. That was the Salkadaito of Rish Lakish. So it should be Muter even in case of Shem and Shem. But the answer given by Rabbi Yechon was, "Vidavt loibolo amalei loibolo yadeinu el lukas v'luz v'yachshar, vidavt lukas v'luz lishchir Yisrael maskei b'shemesai, avul shamisachin lishchir Yisrael maskei b'shemesai loi." So he answered in Rabbi Yechon answered, "Only shemis mevokim." So what does it mean, only shemis mevokim? So because of Paschal like Rabbi Shimon, Paschal like Rabbi Shimon. So then Rashi shouldn't say. Will Yadina be Chovim in Yisrael? Even if Yadinov. From Rashi's Loshin, in explaining the Abaye, it's Mashma, that if we know that it's in Chovim, then it's certainly possible. Because we don't pass like Rav Shimon, we pass like Rabbanon. But in the case where we don't know, and there is a possibility that there are Jews, then there is no Psu. But there is a possibility, maybe they are going. So, and if they are going, so what kind of psul it involve? It will involve the psul mid rabbanon. So mele bimokim sofik, we don't have to be cheishish for that psul rabbanon. This is how Rashi explained it. So in other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan does not accord with Rabbi Shimon. On the contrary, the Gemara passes like Rabbanon. So mainly in the case where we know that they are in Rehobi Mitzpos, even Bashem is working. But in the case where we don't know, so it's a Sophic and Rabbanon, so mainly we can be Taylor Hobi. We both are not get to shame the Rehobi Mitzpos. Elo Echo show you some be Lucas Velus. Vichirano Bail Messiah. We dab can Lucas Velus. She shame is me walk. Hey, Velus and me is my Hobi. Alright, now let's see. Eis git in abon de sayam ve yuch malayem aber bi jesh mesayem kshen yo khovim kshen mifne shrayim ge sroy shel khutz va shvi sayem ve khovim khiv yo khovim aber bi shvi ge khovim kshen va fil bloyd misir vi kol shni misir vi mazi kinu lo ab yi sroy li vi shrayim sroy shel khutz va et vi so we see even shem shenem vokim skosha ve atam ve dukiz muzdafke So the Gemara gives a teres, so sometimes the time, so it's a chutlosh, we're saying it's a chavim. So in Mele, there is no reason to establish a sofik. Maybe the signatories are going, hey, chate is a goyim, why? Because the names are Gentile names. In chutloret, so Jews also have Gentile names. So in Mele, we don't have the mechajin, maybe it's goyim. Because there is an undere, that no Jew would be machtim goyim, manigim, And I get. Oh, but that's only good, Lord. Wasn't the time you hear, but I'm about to say, you're saying, you're going to be a Sapkin and deal with the Hobbin and Upsulim. Va feel baby Missire. He'll come with Sapkin and deal with the Hobbin and Upsulim. Va feel baby Missire. Kirabon and Masnissen. So we see from Rashi that Rashi doesn't pass like Rashi meant. Rashi passes like Rabbanon. And Rish Lokish only raised this question in connection to the case. Where we don't know whether the signatories in Yechzim are Goyim or Jews. So it's possible that they are Jews. But there is a possibility they are Goyim, since it's Negei only Yipsul Rabbanon. So we are telling Hokim. So Dafke, because we pass like Rabbanon, not like Rabshimen. Because if we were to pass like Rabshimen, so it's not only because we don't know. Even if we know. Because Mishem is invoking within a Misire, so according to Rav Shimon is Buddha, but according to Rashi, we pass like Rabbanon. So if we knew that the signatories are going, even though it's Shem is invoking, it still would be possible. But since we don't know, so Mele, we can be tailored that the signatories are Jews, not going. Oh, but the question is this. This is how Rashi says, Upsulim v'afilu beidim misirah, ki rabbonon masnis, not like Rav Shimon. V'ikida amre, ki masnit eboim ne'i poshle masnit. V'ikida masnit bo'en le'git na'boim tzayam sh'esein ch'chobi ma'u, u'poshle rabbi yechim masnis nikshir, l'chat yisrol minu, mipnei sh'rei b'yisrol ch'vachuz lo'aretz, sh'mesein v'chobi. But there is a certain difficulty in this Gemara, according to Rashi's pshat. Now, Rashi says that the whole Gemara accords with Rabbonon. According to Rabbanon, so if we know that Yechzim are Goyim, even though he changes Mivoki, so then it's possible. And even though he changes Mivoki. But when was Rabbi Yechon and Matiya, Machshel get, when we don't know. So when we don't know, since it's only get Rabbanon, so we can be telling Lok. So then the question arises. Since we passed by the Rabbanon of Shimon, and according to the Rabbanon of Shimon, there is no difference between Shem and Mevokim, Shem and Mevokim. Because in case where we know the Yechzim are going, so then it's possible even with Shem and Mevokim. So why is Rabbi Yechon and Machshel here by Shem and Mevokim? Because we don't know. So in other words, since it only involves the Shem and Mevokim, so even Shem and Mevokim. Even Shem Shem Mevokim, since we don't know, so it should also be kosher, because you should be able to be Tehu Hok. After all, even by Shem Shem Mevokim, it's only Psalm Rabban on the Zvich Mezich. That's the Kashi according to Rashi's plan. So, as we said, that in Rashi, we mentioned it several times, that there are two separate timing for Mezich Mezich. One time for Mizvich Mitech is Eich Shoshe, Gzeira and Eich Shoshe, maybe Bezdin will rely on the same star without the Ishe. or the Mekabel Matone producing Eidim Misire will testify orally in Beis Din that the shtar was nimsaf bifnei. So that's one thing. As Tei says at the beginning of Yitin, of Daf Dalet Omedalev says. In other words, maybe Beis Din will rely on the Idachsime themselves without any Misire appearing in Beis Din. Then the other time is maybe someone will use the same Idachsime who are going as any Misire. Now, so who is Geiseo for the other on the basis of the other Shoshe? Maybe he'll be Meiseo Bifneim and he'll use them. The same Idachsime he'll use them as any Misire, that's Rav Shimon. Who is Geiseo? I'm sorry, that's the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon, that's the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon is only Cheshesh. Maybe Beis Din will rely on this shtar itself. But Rav Shimon is not Cheshesh. Maybe he'll be Meisea. Bifnei Ha'idachsime, and he'll treat them like, he'll use them as any Meisea. That Rav Shimon is not Cheshesh in Geisea. Only the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon is Cheshesh in Geisea. So in other words, so even according to Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, we have two separate gzeiras and two separate chshoshes. One chshoshe and one gzeira is maybe Beis Din will rely on the shtar itself. So the Rabbanon are gzeira and Rav Shimon is also gzeira. And then there is another gzeira which is only according to Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, that even when even the case of Shimis Mevokim, so then we don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe Beis Din will rely on the Shtar. How will Beis Din rely on the Shtar that has Idachsime, whose names are obviously Gentile? So Mele, that example, we don't have to be Gezer. So we only are Gezer, according to Rabbanon, they are only Gezer. Maybe he'll be Meisa Bifnei. So it seems, according to Rashi's pshat, so there is a difference between the Rabbonon of the Choshe. Maybe the Mizuyef Mitechi that is possible. Maybe Beis Din will rely on the shtar itself without the Mizuyef appearing in Beis Din. And then, in the other Rabbonon, maybe the Yechsime will be used by someone as an Mizuyef. So in regard to the Rabbonon of Mizuyef Mitechi that is based upon the Choshe, maybe Beis Din will rely on the shtar itself without an Eid Misira appearing. So for that Rabbanon we have to be Cheshesh in case of Isofik. So Memele, in the case of Eid Machsum Laget and the Shmeisom Shmeisim Yochovim, but not Shemis Mivokim. So even though there is a possibility, maybe the Dechsime are Jews, but since there is an equal possibility that maybe they are going, so we're not even local, even though that psul of Mizuyef Miseichei is also only the Rabbanon. But we're not even local in regard to the other psul of Rabbanon. The other psul of Rabbanon, that even by Shemis Mivokin, because of Gzeire, maybe he'll be Meza Bifneim, in regard to that Gzeire, we are even local. There is a difference, not all the Rabbanons are the same. It all depends how the Chachomim enacted a certain Rabbanon. So the Rabbonon, the Mizuyef Miteche, that is possible on the basis of the Choshe, lest Beis Din will act on the Shtar itself, in regard to that Mizuyef Miteche, we are not in Lohokim. But in regard to the other Gzeire, maybe someone will use them as Eidim Misire, will use the Goyim, the Idachsime, as Eidim Misire. In regard to that Rabbonon, we are in Lohokim. That's the Shita of Rashi. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. Eidim Achsum Malaget, which we say, Peyosh Mi Amrinon, the Yisroelinu Vikosha L'Rabmeya, Oy Beidim Misire L'Rablezer, as far as Beidim Misire L'Rablezer, the Lord Tamnu Beim Echovim, Elohim Ken Yodua Bivadai Shein Echovim, the Lord Shrich Amil Se, Sheyachtemu Eim Echovim Begitim, אוי דילמה, כיוון דשמסיין כשמי יחובים, חיישינון, שמי יחובים נינו, ולוי מסקשר, אפילו בן מסיר על רבלזה, ואפילו רב שימן, דולו מחשר, אלו בשם מסמבוקים, ואוכם שמי שאינו מבוקים, דו מספקים לנו יחובים, אין אליו, ושים סבוקים לגלי פסוקי. דפשיטה דביקומני, דבכל דוח לחשימה דלמוס למסמך עליי. So in other words, according to Rashi, so there was no salkedayim toch in the Shlokish mind, that perhaps we can just take it for granted that the Chassime, who have Gentile names, are Jews. We can take it for granted, according to Rashi. And Rashi, according to Rashi, so the Abaye of the Gemara has reference to the case, the Abaye of the Shlokish, has reference to the case where they are in the Messiah, and it's only a Shaila of a Psul de Rabbonon. So Mimele, the Shaila is, can we be Tilal Hokil or can we can't be Tilal Hokil? So the answer by Rabbi Yechon was, we can be Tilal Hokil if Hashem is Mivokil. And it's only a Shaila in connection with the Xeira Dil Mosel Limsa with them. But we cannot be Tilal Hokil if Hashem is Mivokil. When it's a Psul based upon the Choshe, maybe based and elect on the basis of the Shtar alone. This is according to Rashi. According to Rashi, so there is no Salkedai Toch that we cannot take for granted that the signatories whose names are Gentile, that they are Jews. That we certainly cannot take for granted. Mashenkin, according to Teisves, so the two alternatives in the mind of the Shlokish were maybe we can take it for granted, maybe we cannot take it for granted. That was the Sofik by Rishlokish. And what is the answer given by Rabbi Yechonen? Vikoma, lo ibol yodeinu alukes viluz, v'yichsham, mishim dehav Hashem is mivokim, v'lo yosel emis mechalai kirab shimen, avu mishim shim mivokim, dilavad edi kichovim ninu, yischai shimon. So the answer given according to Teisves, the answer given by Rabbi Yechonen is in accordance with Rab Shimen. In other words, the Abaye by the Shlokish was, maybe we can take it for granted that the signatories are Jews. So then it's kosher, even Ali the Rabbeya, because we take it for granted they are Jews. Or the other alternative is, no, we cannot take it for granted. We cannot take it for granted. And if we cannot take it for granted, so then with Shemi Sheinu Mivokim, so it's certainly also according to everybody, and Shemi Mivokim, so then with the Messiah, it should be Mutter according to Rav Shimon. And the answer was in accordance with Rav Shimon. That we shame the shame of Mivokim, it's awesome. Because we cannot take it for granted that they are Jews. So we have to be Chayishish, maybe they are going. But if it shames Mivokim and they are in the Messiah, so even if we know that they are going, so it's Mutter. But, so it's only Mutter, a little bit Rav Shimon. And we pass like Rav Shimon, according to thesis. You see, according to Rashi, so we pass like Rabbonot. According to Teisves, we pass like Rashi. Vikoporich mitit nabon de zayam, vikosol kedai toch. The whole tikton is a rabbi soul she bechutz lo rosh mesayim kishmet buchovim. Loila hachsha davkim ni zayam kosi. Elo neisen tam ni dovo. Dir gilu su de maski Yisroel bishreise li chovit. Shaar bechutz lo rosh ruba kishmet buchovit. Hil kabat Yisroel nami in lochush she mechov mei. Dir gilu slachtem buchovim vikitik. That's what there was the havam. So then the Gemara says, "Mshalat daf kibvoyim mechutz loretz komachshere." So there we have no reason because the chutz loretz were arrayed. Bnei Yisrael have Gentile names, so memele a Gentile name is not any more of a reason than a Jewish name, because arrayed Bnei Yisrael have Gentile names. All right. Now this is thesis. Now let's see in the Mishnah Rambam. Now, so in order to understand the Chiddush Rambam, we have to remember how the Rambam explained the sugya of Yudale from Adale and the Braise of former Rabbi Yisrael. So the Rambam is given as the old Girse that Rashi rejected. In other words, Omer Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael Kach Omer Rabbi Shimon Chachom Bitzin Vinech Lekar Abkir Vachachom Al Kol Ashtores Hoyim Vachoy Shal Vichovim Shach Al Pishach Esmei Vichovim Sheirim Chirim Chutz Migdinoshim Shechavodim. And there is no chutz migdinoshim shechavodim. This is how he's geiras. This is how he's geiras. And according to Ramban, so Reb Shimon says to the Chachomim, because first the Tanakhama said in that Raise that the Tanakhama mentioned the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, as to whether we get that it was signed by Goy, as to whether we get that it's signed by Goy, and Nimsa b'shnei the Messiah Yisrael, so Rabbi Akiva is machshir, Rabbi Akiva is machshir, and Chachamim puzzle, and according to the Tanakhama of the Traise, not Reb Shimon. So there is no difference between. There is no difference between a Shemes Mivokim, between Shemes Miv. So I'm sorry. There is no difference between Achoyes, signed by Achoyes, he gets signed by Achoyes, or he gets signed by a Deitis. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if it is Shemes Mivokim, Bein Edyetes, Bein Achoyes, if it's Shemes Mivokim, and the Misira, it's kosher again. And according to the Chachomim, so it's possible. Bein it is signed by Achoyes, Bein it is signed by Edyetes. So then Rab Shimon says to the Chachomim, no, it is not as you said, it's not like your version, that according to the Chachomim, so he get that he signed by Goyim, Bein Achoyes, Bein Edyetes, and Nimsa Bnei Nimsir Yisroel is possible. No. In case it is signed by Achoyes, so then, even the Chachomim agree that if it's signed by Achoyes, and the chain is Mivokim, so it's kosher. The machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is in regard to the case where it's signed by Edyetes, not by Achoyes. And Nimsa Bnei Nimsir Yisroel. So this is how the Ramban explains this vice of Rabbi Zvarabisi. So we have to remember that in order to be able to understand the Ramban's Pshotim here in the Gemara of Voim in the Rishlokshim Rabbi. Now let's turn to that Ramban. Voim in the Rishlokshim Rabbi. There's the last line in the middle column of the Ramban. Eidi machsum laget ushmiseyem kishmeisa akuma. Yesh leima mal lochesh shelo kusim. So we can explain it. The Abaye by Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yochanan was as to whether we have to anticipate that they are going. Mimele, it is possible, even if they are in the Misir, because of Misir Misirchei, or you don't have to be Cheshish. V'yomalei Lukas v'vusich sham, u'mishum da'afilu kusim namek sherim bein the Misir. Bein the Misir. In other words, that's similar to Tesis Pshat. In other words, that the answer by Rabbi Yochanan was that it's only muter if the Shema is a typical, Hashem is Mivokim, typical Gentile names. So then it's muter. Why? Because even if they are going, it's kosher. Because it's like Rav Shimon. V'asik Rav Shimon alim el Rav Akiva. What does it mean, v'asik Rav Shimon alim el Rav Akiva? V'kolshkin ki Rav Akiva. In other words, because in that price of Rav Lezer Rav Yisi, that's only the hemshech of the price. But first, the Tanakhama mentions the machlekes between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim in regard to a get that is signed by Goyim, Achoyes or Edyetes. So then Rav Akiva says that it's kosher, and the Chachomim say that if Hashem is Mivokim, and the Chachomim say that even though Hashem is Mivokim, whether it's Achoyes or Edyetes, so it's possible. This is Rav Akiva. That's what the Tanakhama says. That the machlek is between Rav Akiva and Chachomim. And then Rav Shimon Ali with Rav Akiva, he says that the machlek is between Rav Akiva and Chachomim is in regard to the case where it's signed by Goyim Edyetes and Shemes Mivokim. So Rav Akiva is machsher even in the case where it's signed by Edyetes and Shemes Mivokim. And Chachomim say if it's signed by Edyetes and Shemes Mivokim, it's possible. Masha'in came where it is signed by Achoyes and Shemes Mivokim. So even the Chachomim agree that it's possible. So he says the answer of Rabbi Yochanan is in accordance with Rabbi Shimon Alim and Rabbi Akiva. In other words, that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is in regard to the case where it's signed by the Shemes Mivokim, v'kolshkin ke Rabbi Akiva. I mean, it certainly can accord with the view of Rav Akiva, as the Tanakhama says. Uveihu yesh lochesh, shemo behedit nasu, vafilu beini misire, uveihu yesh lochesh, shemo behedit nasu, vafilu beini misire, name psul, lirab shimen, vilirabonon, ki de parishes liu. In other words, if it is not James Mavokin like Lucas Blues, so then we have to be chesish. We have to be chesish. Alright. V'rabon kiparishisli. Uferut she'eni mach. So according to that perish, so it's not, why isn't it good? Why is it any mach? Well, because according to that pshat, which is similar to the pshat of Teisves, so the answer by Rabbi Yechen accords with Rabbi Shimon. In other words, that we don't pass like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Shimon, but we pass like Rabbi Shimon. And that's not Machva. Alright. Ve'ei chahadu le'meima ve'choshashu ve'ei hechshalnu stam ve'eidei misir. So he says, they omalei lukas v'luz Omalei Lucas will lose, Liboli Adeno Lucas will lose, Vichshal. So he says, so he should have said, since this, according to this pshat, so the Gemara has the shaila in connection with the case where we know the Aridi Misire, so mainly he shouldn't use the Loshen Vichshal. Because the Loshon of Yechshalnu has the connotation that even without any Misir, V'yesh b'foshi, L'ibol Yodeinu, then he mentions another pshat. Elo Lukas v'luz, L'ibol Yodeinu, Lukas v'luz, V'yechshalnu, Mishum Yechshrich Yisroel Tume Demaske. In other words, so then there is another pshat that had a different gears in the Gemara. Not as it appears in our text. Omalei L'ibol Yodeinu, Lukas v'luz. V'yichshav, v'dafke Lucas v'luz, de lo yishnichi Yisroel demask v'shmesaye, but just the reverse, v'dafke Lucas v'luz, de shrichi Yisroel demask v'shmesaye. On the contrary, Lucas v'luz are names, are not James Mavokin. So Lucas v'luz are names that are common among Jews also. V'dafke Lucas v'luz, de shrichi Yisroel demask v'shmesaye. V'yish v'fashim bo yodin Lucas v'luz v'yichshav, mishin de shrichi Yisroel tuve demask ha'ushmo, v'yimim she'yismoy lehim. So in other words, so on the contrary, according to that pshat, we can understand this why he uses the Loshen Vichshanu. At first the Ramban said the expression Vichshanu has the connotation that even without any Misir. So then he mentions another pshat, Vidavke, in another verse, Vidavke Lucas Vilus, the Shrichi Yisrael the Maske Mishim Messiah. So Mimele, then it's Muter, because we take it for granted that the signatories, even though they are gentle names, but is the kind of gentle names that Jews also have. So Mimele, we take it for granted that they are Jews. We don't have to be cheshish, maybe they are going. So even without any Misir, it's kosher. So Mimele, we understand this why he used the Loshen V'yichshav. V'yichshav. V'yish mefoshel bo yedeinu Lucas v'luz V'yichshav. Mishum tshir Yisroel tuve demaska ahu shmo. V'yimim sheYisroel ha'im tshirim b'lo yedimachir. V'yish mefoshel. Now then, there is another pshat, and the other pshat has the girl say that we have vidavke lukas v'luz l'shrichi Yisroel demaske mishmer sayin. But he applies this yesh mefoshim, this other pshat applies the bayah of Rish Lakish to a case where we know that the Yechsim are Jews. We know that they are Jews. V'yish mefoshim sheyodei Hashem Yisroel. V'kach shoah, michai shinon. שאם אתה מכשיר עושה למים הגדנושים שחזמיהם כוסים כשאירים בלוי למסירה אוי לוי, אומר לוי לוי אומר לי, לוי יחשבנו על לוקס ולוז וגרסו מן הוכת דווקא לוקס ולוז זה לא ישריך בישראל במס משמסי that's the girl said that we have כלים אבל לא עושה למשרינו אלא בידוע אבל שם זה אחרינה תשריך בישראל לוי שאם אתה מטה בידוע יתיר נסוף that's already a new pshat according to that pshat Rish Lakish had reference to the case where a get is presented to us and the names are Goyish names, but we happen to know that these signatories are Jews, real Jews, Yisrael and Shem. But the names are Goyish names. So why should it be possible? I mean, what difference does it make what kind of a name an Itchzim has? No, there should be Xere. If we allow this get, which has typical Gentile names, we happen to know the best before whom the get is presented. So happens to know that the Itchzim, in spite of the peculiar Gentile names, so they are Jews. But if we are to allow it, so then people will say, people will rely on them. People will rely on real goyim who have the same names. So because of that, we should pass it, even in the case where we know that it's Sima Jews, or we don't have to make such a gzera. So the answer by Rabbi Yechon was, in the case where the names are typically Gentile, so then in the case where we know that they have to be Jews, even though the names are typically Gentile, so then we are matir, because no Jew will be matir someone who has a typically Gentile name, just because we are matter in this case where we knew that they were Jews. Mashiach came with the names are not typically Gentile, but are Gentile names. So even if we know that they are Jews, we should answer it, we should pass it again, because of Xere, since these names are not typically Gentile, so in another case where there will be a real suffix, in this case we know they are Jewish. But suppose another get will be presented with the same kind of names, and then the Besdin will not know. But they'll hear that in the previous case, the Besdin was Matoret. And they won't know that in the previous case, the Besdin was Matoret, because they investigated and they found out that in spite of the typically Gentile names, the signatories were Jewish. So maybe they will be Matir again in a case where they won't know. And it might be that they will be going. So because of that, it's possible. This is a new pshat. All right. Then he says, Vitzorhi, in other words, he has his misgivings about that pshat. Vilini reik loshen rishin. Vilini reik loshen rishin. Virabyeichen en kalu sheikir. So then at the end, the Ramban explains it like Loshen Rishen, but with the modification. And then the result of that modification makes the Loshen Rishen like Rashi's Pshat. Because according to the Loshen Rishen, so the answer of Rabbi Yechanan accords with Rabbi Shimon. So he said, Lemechva. But now he says, Rabbi Yechanan Kalu Sheikel Bishin Yodua, Virchiron Beidim Sire. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan was not Matia. In the case where we know that the Chzim are going. In the case of Stam, we don't know. And so Memele, and the Shem is Mivokim, so since it's possible that they are Jews, and even if they are not Jews, it's only possible in Rabbonon, true, he passed like the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, not like Rav Shimon. But in this case, where there is a possibility there are Jews also, it's a suffix maybe they are going. So Memele, we can be telling the Hokel that they are Jews, because even if they are going, according to Rav Shimon, it's still kosher. V'lini reik loshen rishi, v'rabi yichan ekalu sheik, v'shin yidua, v'yichshiron b'yidim isira v'shin esmivokim, v'chein omalei, v'ibo ma'isem yodeinu b'shel tzicho, v'yirinu b'hayim mikul el nisim izin sol Yisrael, el b'shin esmivokim, shirchshalmo, d'chidayu Rav Shimon lismi cholov, b'sofi kavosei, avo b'get apostol l'kusim, l'divrhakil isamach la'asofik, l'ima, Yisrael, v'loshen agmore in le'yofim ha'pirosh hazeh. So in other words, so it's like the pshat of Rashi. All right. So because of the different pshotim in this gemore, because according to many rishonim, the answer given by Rabbi Yechanan is in accordance with Rav Shimon. So because of that, there are many rishonim who pass like Rav Shimon. However, other rishonim pass like Rabbanon because they explain like Rashi. That the Abai, that Rabbi Yechanan only says it's kosher, because we lose, in the case where we don't know who the signatories are. And there is a possibility that they are Jews, but there is a possibility of goyim, some melech. And it's only involves a psul rabbanon of exire shemo yimse lifneyem. Some melech we are not cheshish. All right. But if we know they are goyim, then we pass them like rabbanon of Reb Shimon, and they get his posul even with shemis mavod. All right, the next mission. Hoimeir ten gezel yishti ushtar shichuzel av. אם רוצה לעזר בשניים יער, זה דבר מאיר, אנחנו אומרים לי בגדי נושים, אבל הוא המשיך לעבוד עם, בשביל זוך לא נשאו לפון אוף, ויכול מאוד אומר לפון אוף, so there is a machleket between Rav Meir and the Chachomim as to whether Shichur is a schus or a chaybo. Now from this Gemara we see that even if something on an ideal level is a schus, but if it's not adapted to the psychology of the person, So even though it's not adapted to the psychology of the person because he's very cerebral, I mean, and he doesn't have high aspirations, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's not adapted to him, as long as it's not compatible with his way of thinking, so it's considered a chayv. And Rabbi Meir will not say that the shichur mitzad atzmei on an ideal level is a chayv. Everybody agrees that mitzvah atzmei is a schus. But the question is it considered a schus relative to him as he is, the way he ever thinks, the way he aspires? So that's the machlokes between Rav Meir and Chachom. All right. So the Chachomim say that shichur is a schus. Why? But get is a chayv. שאם ירצה שלא לוזן אז אף תירה שוי, ושלא לוזן אז איש תהיה נירה שוי. So in other words, but get, even if there is, as the Roshalma points out, even if the husband and wife, even if it's a case where the husband and wife have been fighting all the time, there isn't a day that they don't have a fight, so it's still a chayv. Why? Because get always involves a certain detriment. There are certain detriments that result from get, no matter how the relationship between the husband and wife is, even if it's been working ktot. So still it involves a detriment. Why? Because the husband could have to support his wife. And the moment he divorces her, so she cannot demand support from him. So maybe it's a chayv in all situations. But Mashiach came, and Eved, he's not mechuyev to support him. So the melee, what does the Eved lose through the shichur? The Odin will not support him. If the Odin doesn't want to support him, even without shichur, he could just refuse to support him. So in other words, so by shichur there is no element of detriment. But by get, there is an element of detriment, even in the case of ktot. Amalhem, so Rav Meir said, "Varu peisle sabdim natum." As the Gemara explains it, so this is in connection. I can understand your point of view. Rav Meir said to the Chachamim in connection with the Eved Yisrael. So then I can understand your point of view. Well, Rav Meir himself holds, even in connection with the Eved Yisrael, that is a chayv. Why? Because Avdim Efkeir Amicham. Because he likes this kind of a life. But Rav Meir says to the Chachamim, I can understand your shite in regard to an Eved Yisrael, because you say that Abdelav Efkir Anichalei. Alright, I say Abdelav Efkir Anichalei, you say Abdelav Efkir Anichalei. But, how about an Eved of a Kayan? So then there is a definite detriment. He becomes deprived of the opportunity of eating Trumo. So, Omar Vagvis Lachda Trumo, Kishayim Shu Pei Selas Ishtei, so there is an element of detriment. Now, from this Mishnah, we'll see that in the Gemara. We see another halacha that even if on the whole the schus element is predominant, is more than counterbalances the detriment element. But as long as there is a detriment element, we cannot apply the halacha of zoch lo deshoyfo. And this is what Reb Meir says. Reb Meir says, true, let's say, I'll grant you,
Ramiya himself holds the Tamgim of Kira Nichalei. So Mele, it's not just an element of detriment that is involved in Shichur. But he says, even if I were to grant you, that Abdullah left Kira Nichalei, so Mele on the whole, Shichur is his chus, but in case of an eventual Kehem, true that on the whole, the schus element is the predominant element, but you cannot deny that there is a detriment, an element of detriment. He becomes deprived through the shichur. He becomes deprived of the opportunity to eat chumah. So maybe we shouldn't be able to apply the aloha of zochlo nishon yifonov. So the chachamim said, omgulei mipnei shiur kinyoni, as the Gemara explains it. In other words, so the chachamim all said that if you had something that is predominantly schus, advantageous to the Eved, but as long as there is one detriment element involved in the shichur, so you shouldn't be able to apply the aloche of zochlo nishon yifonov. So the question arises, how do the Chachamim apply the aloche of zochlo nishon yifonov vis-a-vis an Eved Kehen? There is an element of detriment, all right, the schusin by far outweigh the detriment of the represented by the deprivation from Truma. But there is still an element of detriment. So he says, no, even this element of detriment could be caused to the Eved without you. Suppose he is an Eved of a Kehen. So right now, the Eved is able to eat Truma, and he doesn't even need the permission from his own, because he can go to the Bisakeret and eat Truma. But if the Oden wants to deprive him of that opportunity of eating Truma, he can do so without being Mishacharim. All he has to do, the Oden, the Kehen, is to get a Zeus from Israel and sell the Eved to the Israel. So then, without being Mishuchar, he'll be deprived of this element of that. This is how the Rashba, the Chiddush HaRashba, explains, the Chiddush HaRashba, especially in Kedushin, explains this answer that is given by the Chachamim. In other words, it's not vis-a-vis an Eved Kehen. So Reb Meir presents the Taine that even though the Shichur is predominantly schus, advantageous for the Eved, but there is one element of detriment. Mimele Dech should preclude the application of the aloche of zochlo nishon yifonov. So the Chachamim agree with Rav Meir's premise that if there is one element of detriment, that should preclude the application of the aloche of zochlo nishon yifonov. But he says, in view of the fact that this element of detriment could be caused to the Eved anyway, so Mimele, it's not miakel the aloche of zochlo nishon yifonov. But suppose the element of detriment could not be caused anyway, then the Chachamim would agree with Rami. This is how it appears from the Mishnah. Because the Chachamim say, Omulim Nishu Kiyonit. In other words, as the Gemara explains it, the boy is shokla, a boy is using the Israel apostle, Koleichadis. Because this detriment could be caused anyway. This detriment. So, but if Shichur, and the whole would be detrimental, then we couldn't say that it becomes a schus just because this detriment can be caused anyway. But on the whole, shichur is a schus. But there is one element of detriment. So since there is only one element of detriment, so in view of the fact that this detriment itself could be caused anyway, and shichur on the whole is a schus, so mele, it's not miyakim da aloche of zochlo nishon. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Chutz lad mishnei kishi gilani yishovev et yarzim nashliach yochli yiskid ben lich lichorchei dechei bulen kifosh nekam lechachomen gilnoshi yochla azav ali bishichu shezochen li bizochav ashliach lichorchei shim yirze shalos nesav dira shoei hil kak mishach lel mafsul mizeynes lavochen ami boi lizayle אבל שלו לא זנסי שתי נרשוי אם כך כמידה ושלו עם אף שלו מזיין ועלו יפס לסבדי בגצם לתחומו על מחייבו לי so there is one element of detriment אמרים דשכיוני, הוא דמיסו מגיתן התרומה. דשכיוני כן עד עכשיו, וכן מחשרי, וכן משחרי, לחכיוני הוא גבור מפורש מייקון. How does Gemara explain it? Because it can be caused, this detriment can be caused to the habit anyway, without you. All right. Yosef Ravune, v'Rav Yitzro b'Yosei, v'Ravi b'Kami, v'Rav Yirmi, v'Yosef Rav Yirmi, v'Kom Enamni, v'Yosef Ravune, v'Koma, Shema, v'Lo Midrabun, v'Ativ B'Archeif, Kone. Now, Shema, let's see the Rashi. שמע מדרבנן דאמר שהשליח יתפיס השטר לצורך עבד ואף על גב דיבר זה דוד כל מחד הבא והנה שלוחי ותפיס בעל מוהו בעל כוחוך התפיס בעל חייב עוד אמן השוק שתפיס מטלטל לבין יחזי רובן לצורך שימן שהוא בעל חייב יזכן ואפילו במוקים שחב לאחר ואפילו מוקים שחב לאחר לא ששאלו, וניש ממני נאמה להפילו מוקי שחל אחר, הטבע הזה בתפיסו עושה, זה ישלוי, דאם נאמה אחר, דחו, וטבע זה שכיר מתופת מציר השימן, מה שלוי, וטבע נאמה קונה, דומסליס נאמה שלי על זה, טבע ישלוי ולחב לבעל. אז אומר לי, דאם ביקר, הולכי אומר רבי חטיב אחר, that this din of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the shayla of Tevis Bachim Makshim Achirim, Kone or Likone. Then we can say Tevis Bachim Makshim Achirim is Loikone, and that's the way it passed. But why is it Yochla Alzeya? Because Koleim Atnu came as well. So, the Raya, so it's Mucha from this Gemara, that only Rabbi Yechanan was Mechadish, the Halochi of Koleim Atnu came as well. But Ravune assumed that Koleim Atnu love came as well. Now, if, so the question arises, since according to the Hanoche, the assumption by Ravune, Eimatnu is Lavke Masru, so this Eved was appointed only, I'm sorry, this Shliach was only appointed as a Shliach Liloche of the Odin. Not as a Shliach Likabole for on behalf of the Eved. He was only appointed as a Shliach Liloche of the Odin. So why shouldn't the Odin be able to be Chizir? Why not? So Ravune said, because of Atibis Malchim, Bokish Chava Achirim is Kone. Now this is a very strange Gemara. Let's see the thesis. Shema Menu Atibis Malchim Kone. Teimel Eri, Afimu Atibis Malchim Kone, Haim Mishim Shimu Shliach. Vikein Afil Balkoch, Lifi Shul Chayev, Kilu Tofasu Atzim. Aval Kan, Afil Eved Atzim, Ni Yochil Akiv, Vesod Milar Zabei. Imo Yonei Singe Chichol, Lidas Kein, Shalo Yishtachar, Bikabol Ezu. Kein Chayev, Nishachar, אם כן, לא מייקב המקבל לסעודם אלא זה. כיוון, דעשת לסלגדאי תוך, דעים יתנו לך כסחיר דומה, ואוי את מחי ועודם לאבד, דחושב לטיפל מלכי, ואי חושב משום דומה לנח נפשי, כמו שפירש המתם לכמה הוא נרצח ריטה, אם כן, איך חושב לחב לאחר. I mean, it's a very strange Gemara. I mean, we don't even understand the פשט in Ravune. What kind of an analogy is this case of the Mishneh? Does this case of the Mishneh have with the Shaila of Atibi Bachim Mokim Chavachim? Atibi Bachim Mokim Chavachim, let's say, if Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Levi, and then Yehudah comes and grabs something that is worth $1,000 from Ruvain in order to collect the debt that Ruvain owes to Shimon. Yehuda does it. So, but it is an expense of Levi, because by grabbing this chayfetz, let's say this diamond, it's worth $1,000 in order to pay the debt that Ruvain owes to Shimon, he prevents Levi from collecting it. So there's a shayla, whether Bachim Makshim Chav L'Achirim is Kone or Loikone, whether a person has the authority to grab on behalf of one person when it is to the detriment of another person. So, but suppose Shimon himself would grab this diamond, then it would certainly be effective. The shayla is, can Yehuda act on behalf of Shimon? But Shimon himself is certainly in a position to grab the diamond, to collect the $1,000 that Ruvain owes him. Mashenkin here in regard to Shichol, Shichur requires das Oden. So even if the Eved himself, if the Eved himself would grab it, Shalom mit das Oden, would it be of any word? Nothing. Balkorke, he cannot force the Oden to be Mishachari. So how could there be Salkedai Toch? That somebody else, the Shliach, should be able to force the Oden. If the Eved himself has no authority to force the Oden to be Mishachari, how could the Shliach act on his behalf? I mean, it doesn't even make sense, the Gemara. This is the Kash of Tesis. Aval Kan, Afilo Eved Atzmini Yochlaki Vizodik, Milan Zabay, Imo Yonisin Gechicho, Lidas Kein, Shal Yishtach Mikabalazu, Kin Chayv Mishachari, אם כי כמו יעקב המקבל הסודם לארזר, כי משעש כסלבדי תוך, די מתנו לך כסחידוני. That's one cash. Wait, why is it even Balchev? He doesn't owe David anything. He doesn't owe him. Over there, so he's a Balchev. And the Malvi himself can enforce the Chev, can collect the Chev. But here there is no Chev. But what do we say? It is also a Chev. It is also a Chev. Because actually, how do we know that there is that it's an union of a Koras Teve, that the Oden is indebted to the Eved? So Rabbi Shmeya says, because actually in a normal situation where the Oden is not indebted to the Eved, where the Eved did not do any favors to the Oden, so it's an Issa Gomo. So I mean, what is it to be she asking him? So, but when is it also to be Mishachar if David did not do any favors to the Oden? Then there is an Issa. Mashiach came when David did a favor to the Oden, so then it's an Ian of Hakoras Teve. So then there is no Issa. Not only there is no Issa, then there is a moral obligation to be Mishachar. Not a moral obligation that is outside the scope of Aloha. I mean, because Hakoras Teve itself is Aloha. Where is the Mokia? Where is the Mokia in the Torah for Hakoras Teve? So there's the Gemara in Bovokame, Daf Tzadikale. Minua de mile dam de ishe. Bire de shosis ne litish de bikore. In other words, a pit, a well, in from which you drew water, you shouldn't throw a stone into it. The Indian of Hakoras Teve. Dichsiv, loisisayiv, mitzri, kigero yisabart. Kigero yisabart. So that's the mokey of Hakoras Teve. So in other words, if the Eved didn't do any chesed to the Oden, then it's an Issa Gomo to be Mishachar the Eved. And if he did do a chesed to the Oden, then the Oden is indebted to the Eved, then he's mechuyev al pidin. It's not just a moral obligation that is outside the scope of Halacha. Al pidin is mechuyev to Mishachar, but it's not a chesed Gomo. In other words, he cannot be kaveh. No Eved can be given Oden to Mishacharim, even if the Eved happened to save the life of the Oden. So he still cannot be given Oden. But it's called Iktsas Chayv. So why is it called Iktsas Chayv? Not because he is not obligated. It's called Iktsas Chayv in contrast to a Chayv of money that a labor has to pay the Malve. So that can be enforced. Bal Kocha, Mashen King, this kind of obligation, even if the Eved is obviously Nachnafshe, to the Oden, it cannot be enforced, he cannot be cave. But it's a chayv, so it's called Iktsas. So he says, void, ma chayv Oden lehem el choshem tiv ba chayv, vi choshem mishum, di omid lehi nach nafshe, tmo shipir esham tam mekam al no tzach hite, im ken heiche choshem lechav lachem. Vi nir al ri, di choshem Iktsas chayv, mishum di omid lehi nach nafshe. So in other words, so it is a chayv, al pidin it's a chayv. But it's not a legal obligation. On account of the fact that he cannot be kaveh. Legal obligation is something that you can enforce. Umikol mokein, choshev lechav lacherim, shay lechayv liod miklub, voche perushi, vishbish leime, so who is chav lacherim? You see, if it had been a legal obligation in the sense that he could force the Oden to be mishachir, then it wouldn't be considered chav lacherim, just as every time when someone grabs from the levy for the malven, there is no other malven. So we don't say it's called chavla cherim because it's to the detriment of the levy himself. Because whatever is legally due cannot be considered chavla cherim. But here, it's not legally due to David. Because David cannot force the Oden to be mishacharim. He can only pressure him, he can make demands, mild demands upon him, but he cannot force him. So mele, it's called halacha, because it's not a legal obligation, it's only a mild obligation. אם כי ויניר לריד חושב קצת שחיים שלו לך נפשו ומקום מוקר חושב חב אחרים שאין לך לא נקום ואוכל פגוש ביש להם איתם זה בעל חייב קונה אין תאים אם גם כאן קונה בקבל עשו וישו יוכלה על זה מישהו דובר לנך נפשי רצו שהיא בעל חייב מכך שיוכלה כמו להרזר ואבל פשוט נסחב לכך המקבל דייתו לקבל כמו שרצו עוד אבל אם אתם זה בעל חייב והוא יקונה כל שכן זה שאין לי בעל חייב אלא דובר לנך נפשי שיוכלה עוד לחץ Now, so the is the Kashi antithesis. I mean, what's the pshat in there? Doesn't even make sense. He says that this is considered a chayv. It's a moral obligation. But since it's not a legal obligation, so it's considered halacha. Fine. That we can accept so far. But what's the shaykhes with Tefes about chayv? But then Tefes itself, in the he himself in the Kashi pointed out, even if we say Tefes about chayv, what is halacha? Is connect. So it's only because of the fact that the Baal Chayv himself can certainly be Tefes. But here in this case, the Eved himself couldn't be Tefes. How could the Shliach be better, be more effective than the Eved himself? I mean, there's the strongest Kasha. So what does he say? In order to answer that Kasha, he says, because the Odin here wants, even though Tein is Lach Kisri, according to Rabune, but the Odin wants that the shliach should be able to be tefes. Some maybe it says no. So what's the raya? The tefes malachim bokim shchav lachelim is kone. Maybe tefes malachim bokim shchav lachelim is loykone. Because over there the limit is screaming. He doesn't want all the time. Mashenkin can hear at the time he handed over the shlashicho to the shliach. So he expressed his willingness that the shliach should be able to be tameless. So mele. So what's the raya that in Bachim Mokshachal Achirim is calling? That's the kasha that the Ran asks against them. Now the lotion of Tesvis is Voche Perushi Bishlei mei Tesvis no Balchiv kone ein teme im gam kan kono bikabol zu liinyan shol yach larzia. Now he doesn't say ein teme im gam kan kono bikabol zu she yevet yitzel chiris. The re emphasizes im kein gam kan kono bikabol zu liinyan shol yach larzia. So it's similar to the shita of the Rif in the Rambam, except that the Rif in the Rambam may have that shita alim demes. According to the Maskon of the Gemara, that ten is kisri. So still, the Rif in the Rambam say that even though ten is kisri, there is still a basic distinction between ten and tzchimamish, because if the Odin says schei shtar shichu zelavdi. So then, and the Odin dies, let's say half an hour later, so the Eved is Yitzel Achilles. But if the Odin says, Tein Shtar Shechu Zalavdi, not Schei Shtar Shechu Zalavdi, but Tein, so it cannot be Chesia. But, if the Odin will die, so then the Eved will not be Yitzel Achilles, because Ein Shechu Lachamiz. So in other words, so the whole Aloche of Ten Kisri, according to the Rif and the Rambam, is only in regard to non-chazor, to the inability to be chazor, but not to yitzilachim. And that's the Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite. So that's the Rif Shite and the Rambam have the Shite in the Maskone of the Imam. Ali ibn Rabbi Eichre, the Tenis Kisri, but in view of the fact that he didn't use the expression Sri, if he wants the Shliach to be Zeichan Mamesh, he should say Sri. What is it? He doesn't know the word. Sri, why does he say ten? Ten means the liver. What does the liver mean? The liver has the connotation that the Odin does not want the Eved to be Yitzel Chayus until it is handed over into his hands. That's the Raya that he used the expression ten, and he didn't use the expression Schemach. But it is Kisri Ligabe non Chazor. So the Rif says, you ask, how is it possible? Either it is Kisrei Ligamre, or it's not Kisrei Ligamre. So he says, I discussed it already once, this. V'hanem il chazore, v'motzechav il medabe, av'av il nof lecheus, av'al gitl yodei. It Knaan, oi, mit diesem Ischli, stanzt der Lavdi, wo mei is loit la chamise, den get la chamise. Du schmachst mei, dir chazoge hu di sochen lebet, aber mei wa kecheirus, loi nofi kadimote gitali odei. Rasch ich hans rei kal gabne, gram uri kamon, hei lich moni mit leini, shani chayv lei, oma rav, chayv bach yusei, vim polach zere mecheizei, if Ruben bau di $1,000, fam shimen, and then Ruben says to Levi, hei lich moni zeli shimen. So then, if he wants to be chaser, he cannot be chaser. After he handed over the $1,000 bill to Levi, to give it over to the livre, to Shimon, so Rubin says to Levi, I changed my mind. So then Levi can say, never mind, you changed your mind. I was already zeiche for Shimon. I'm not going to give you back the $1,000 bill. But suppose, on the way, this $1,000 bill is taken away from Levi, so then Shimon can collect another $1,000 bill from Levi. So in other words, so Helich is kisri legabi non chazor, but it's not kisri legabi achaz. So we see that it's possible that something should be kisri legabi one thing and not legabi the other thing. So here too, 10 by Shicho is kisri legabi non chazore, but it's not legabi yitzilachims. Now the question is, what is it? Either he is a shliach liloche of the Oden, so then he should be able to be chazer, or he is a shliach likabole, so then he should be mishulcha also. So we said that this must be in line with the shittas Rambam of shliach livoy. In other words, the Ishe can appoint not only Shliach Likabole, but the Ishe can appoint also Shliach Likabole. And what's the halacha with the Shliach Likabole? If the Ishe appoints someone as Shliach Likabole, so the moment the Baal hands over the get to the Shliach Likabole's hands, so the Ishe becomes Migoreshes. If the Ishe appoints Shliach Likabole, so then, even after the Baal handed over the get into the hands of the Shliach Likabole, the Ishe is not Migoreshes. When will the Ishe become Migoreshes? Only when it will reach the hands of the Ishi. So apparently, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the moment a get reaches the hands of the Shliach Livoye, so the Baal cannot be Chayza. Why can Baal be Chayza? I mean, how is the whole concept of Shliach Livoye to be explained? So we explained it as follows. Because by get, there are two halachas. First of all, get is subject to all the dinim of other kinyanim. In other words, no kinyan, let's say ishtar matone. So in order to be kinyan the sode, the mikabel matone has to be kinyan ishtar. The tzei says that by get, the isha doesn't have to be kinyan to acquire title in get. But we said it's not like the tzei. So what is true, let's say, of ishtar matone is true of get also. So the isha has to acquire title in the paper, in the parchment. And if it's engraved, let's say, on a golden plate, so she has to acquire title in the golden plate. The thing upon which the get is written or engraved. So that is, but here the exasakosophy is that even Baal Kolcho of the Isha, so she acquires title in the paper and the parchment. But in addition, there is aloche of Nisim. So Mimele, when the Isha appoints someone as Ishtiach Mikabole, she really appoints the Shliach Likabole in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him that the Shliach should represent her and to acquire a title, to make a kinyan in the get, in the paper, in the parchment. And then she also appoints him in that the hand of the Shliach should be the hand, like the hand of the Ishi. So Mele Shliach, that's a Shliach Likabole. So it's a twofold Shlichas. Twofold role. First of all, he is a shliach, that his hand should become the hand of the Isha, and that his maisa kinyan should be considered like her maisa kinyan in the get. So shliach levoye is only appointed as a shliach, that his yad should be the equivalent of her yad. But she does not appoint the shliach levoye as a shliach to make the kinyan in the get. So when will title become vested in the Isha? Only when the get will reach the hands of the Isha. So that's Shliach Livoy. So So the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that even though tennis kisri, boten has the connotation of shliach liboy, vadaten of shliach likabore. And then the shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that when an isha appoints a shliach liboy, so the baal cannot be chizer anymore. So why can't he be chizer? If she doesn't become goreshes until the shliach liboy hands over the get to the isha's hand, so maybe she should be able to be chizer. So we have to say, when can there be chazore? There cannot be chazore if in the kinyan of Yachshov Lachalame, then there cannot be chazore. If someone makes a kinyan of Yachshov Lachalame, so then there cannot be any chazore. So we have to say that since a shliach livoye is the shliach of the isha, so then the yad of the isha, the yad of the shliach livoye is considered like the yad of the isha. So Mimele, the whole time, from the time the get is handed over into the hands of the Shliach Livoye, until it is handed over into the hands of the Isha, it's considered like Visina Arichte. So it's a long chalais, it's like Me'achshav Lachalamet. And just, so wherever we have a continuing chalais, so it cannot be Chayzer. So here too, it cannot be Chayzer. Anyway, that's the Shite of the Rif and Rav. Now, Teitzves here says in the Havamine something similar to what the Rif says in the Maskon. Something similar. Because here he says, Ein teime, gam kan, kono bikabolo zu, li'inyen shelo yuchal arzea, mishun di'ovet le'inach nafshe. So Ravune only says that on the basis of Teitzves b'achim, b'kishav l'achim, kone, so mimele he cannot b'cheizea, not that he is mishuchim. According to the Rif, so Ali be the maskone of the Gemara, he is not Meshucha. He just cannot be Chizya. According to the Rif, Ali maskone of the Gemara becomes Meshucha immediately. Because ten is Kisrimamish. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so he didn't become Meshucha. But he just was considered Meshucha Ali Gabe Chazon. Why? So we have to say that according to the Rif, Ravune also knew that ten is like a shliach livoy. That when the Odin says to the shliach ten shtashich ozer le'avdi, so it has the same meaning as if he said that you should become a shliach livoy of David. So what happens? And since it is chus according to Rabbanon, so Mimele, he became Shliach Livoy of David. What does it mean, Shliach Livoy of David? Even though David doesn't know anything about it, because Zochel Odin Shloi Bifonov. So the Odin himself, by saying, Ten Shtashichu Zeh Le'avdi, designated the Shliach as a Shliach Livoy of David. So Mimele, the Yad of the Shliach became the Yad of David. But David, the shliach, cannot make the kinyan, cannot be zeichin in the shtashichu. Who will be able to be zeichin in the shtashichu? David himself, when it will reach David's hand. But the yad of the shliach through the ten became yad of David. But there seems to be one difference between the Rif's concept of shliach livoye and the Rif's concept of Shliach Livoye. According to the Rif, so without recourse to Teves Balchim Mokishav Lachirim, if the Shliach becomes a Shliach Livoye of David, so then the Odin immediately becomes precluded from being Chizer. Because according to the Rif in the Rambam, so the moment the get reaches the hand of the Shliach Livoye, so the Chalis HaGirishin has begun already. And it's like Me'achshav Lachalamet. It's like a Misina Arichte. So Mimele, he cannot be Chizya. According to the Ri, so true, there are two halachas in get. First of all, the get has to come Miyad Abal, Miyad Ish, Miyad Odin, Miyad Evet. Then there is another halacha in get that the Ish or the Evet has to be Zeichah in the get or in the Shlashich. So the Shliach Ivoye is only Shliach in the Yad to become the Yad of the Evet. But not a shliach to be zeich. So since there was no schi in the get, so the chaleis has not begun yet. According to the Rif in the Rambam, the moment the get is handed over from the Baal to the Shliach Levoy's hand, so the Chaleis has begun. So Mele, without recourse to Teves Malchim Mokesh Chavlacherim, he cannot be Chazer. According to the Rif, since there are two prerequisites for Gereshin, first Nisine and then Sriye. So until the Sriye takes place, the Chaleis HaGereshin has not even begun. So what is the status of the Eved? The moment of the Ishe, the moment the get or the Shtashichu reaches the hands of the Shliach Levoye, so it is the same, it's analogous to one who gives the get to the Ishe or to the Eved, and who says, Hariat Mugreshes Lachal Amadi, or Hariat Mishuche Lachal Amadi. So then, as the Rambam says in Hilches, in Perites, Milches Gerash, that when someone is Migarish al Tnai, there is a Chaleis already. Mashenkin, when someone is Migarish Lachalamed, so until the Lamed Yim expire, the Chaleis has not begun it. So, according to the Rambam, when the Baal hands over the get to the Shliach Levoy's hand, so the Chaleis has begun. And it's like Ma'achshu Lachalamed. So, mainly without recourse to Tivis Balchei, we cannot be Chayzea, because the Chaleis has begun already. She is already semi-migoreshes. His David is already semi-mishukha. The Chaleis has begun. According to the Ri, since there are two prerequisites in Gereshin or Ishtichu, first Nisine, and then Tzchiye, and when the Shtashichu reaches the hand of the Shliach, so then which element, which prerequisite has been fulfilled? Just the prerequisite of Nisine, but not the prerequisite of Tzchiye. So maybe the Chaleis has not begun yet. But the Nisine took place already. So it's analogous to a husband who gave the get to the Isha, but he said, Hariat Megereshes Lachalam Adim. Hari is a Giteich, Velutim Megereshes Lachalam Adim. The Nisine has been fulfilled, but the Chaleis HaGereshin has not begun yet until the expiration of Lam Adim. So Bashliach Levoye too, the Nisine was realized already. But when will the Chaleis HaGereshin take place? Only when the get will reach the hand, the get, the Shashicho, will reach the hands of the Isha or the Eved. Now, in Gedushin, there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. One machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish in regard to the case of Amgarish as a Isha or Amkadish as a Isha or Lachalat. So Rish Lakish says that the Baal cannot be Chazer, Techlam. Rabbi Yechon says he can be chazer. Then another machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish in Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes is in regard to the case where the Isha appointed the Shliach or the Baal appointed the Shliach, don't make any difference, and then the Baal is chazer and he wants to be mevatel the Shlichus. So Rish Lakish says he cannot be mevatel the Shlichus. It's too late. According to Rish Lakish, so if the Baal appoints someone as a Shliach Lelochem, and then the next day he says to him, I changed my mind, I don't want you to give it to the Isha. You cannot be Chazer. The Shliach can give it to the Isha anyway. And Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon says, also Dibur and Batel Dibur in both cases. In the case of Amkadish or Amkadish, Eso Isha, Lach Alamed. So if he's Chazer, because we say, also Dibur and Batel Dibur. And in the case where he appointed the Shliach and he wants to be Chazer from the Shlichus. So the Gemara says the Yuvta to Rish Lakish. But we see, now the question arises, I discussed it once, I mean this Gemara. How does Rish Lakish say that if somebody appoints someone as a Shliach, and then he's Chazer, he cannot be Chazer? Or if he gives a get or a Shtar Kedush to the Isha, and he says Lach Alamed, and then he's Chazer, he cannot be Chazer? But Rish Lakish will not deny the fact that Gereshin and Kedushin require Das HaBaal, or Kedushin requires Das HaYisha. So if the Isha is Chazer, so the Baal is Chazer by Kedusha, so why shouldn't he be able to Chazer? So it's not Midaito. The answer is, it's not necessary that the Baal should give the Das, should supply the Das every minute until she becomes Midrashis. If the Baal has given his Das at the time of the Minu Ashliches, or if the Baal has indicated his consent at the time of the Nisine, even though he does not give his consent at the time of the Chaleis Lachashleishim or before the Shliach fulfills the Shliches, so we have a a fulfillment of the prerequisite of das. Das doesn't mean that the Baal has to keep on saying, I want to be Migalish my wife. If he has indicated once, at the time of the Minas Shlichas, that he wants to be Migalish, so it's a sufficient das. So it is a sufficient das. And you see that according to the Rambam, if the Baal appointed someone as a Shliach to give the get to the Isha, and then the Baal, after he appointed the Shliach, he became a Kotaikis, he became insane. And then the Shliach fulfilled the Shliches while the Baal was insane. So according to the Rambam Shite, Midraise, it's a good get. Only Midrabono, it's not a good get. But Midraise is a good get. But the question is, if the Baal is insane at the time that the Shliach fulfilled the Shliches, and so there is no Das, the answer is, we don't need a Das at the time of the Nesine, of the Nesine's Haget, Miyad HaShliach, Miyad HaYishon. As long as the Baal indicated his consent for divorcing his wife at the time of the Minas Shliches, even though there was no Das given, later on, doesn't matter. And that's the reason as to why the Shlokish says that he cannot even be Chazer, because the Shlokish holds Loyos Dibo and Vatel Dibo. And so mainly if Loyos Dibo and Vatel Dibo, so that Das remains. It's not necessary that the Das should be given all the time. And Dibo Rabbi Eichanan, so it's because of a special Aloche, Loyos Dibo and Vatel Dibo, so he revokes his Das. So he invokes his Das, but only on the basis of Loyos Dibo and Vatel Dibo. So mainly it seems that, first of all, Rabbi Yechanan Shite, Rabbi Wunde Shite, it's not so Alibidemis, because we don't pass that was only the Havamin of Rabbi Wunde. But Rabbi Wunde Shite was that the only reason as to why a Balchev, a Malve can grab from the lane, and a Nevet cannot force an Odin to be Mishachel, because Shichol requires Das HaMishach. That's the only reason. So Memele, even if it's Ovid Leinach Nafshe, let's say the Eved saved the life of the Oden. Certainly, the Oden is certainly, in that case, very much indebted to the Eved. And he's certainly morally obligated to be Mishach for them, on the basis of Akoras Teivo. Akoras Teivo is also Aloch. But since, so why can't he be Kevin? Not because there is a diminution in the obligation, but because Shichol requires Das Od. Shichol requires Das Od. So Mimele he cannot force it, because it requires Das Od. But in a case where the Od already appointed someone as a Shlich, so then we see, according to the Shlokish, so the Od couldn't be Chizim. As a matter of fact, the Gemara could even mention a riot. The Gemara says to you to the Shlokish, from another Mishnah. But the Gemara, it seems to me that the Gemara could prove to Yufte the Rish Lakish from this Mishnah itself. Because if this Mishnah says that only by schus he cannot be Chazer, but by Chayv he can be Chazer. But according to Rish Lakish, once someone appoints another person as a Shliach, he cannot be Chazer. So, alright, that's another question. Why doesn't the Gemara mention a raya against Rish Lakish's din of Luyos Dibo and Vatel Dibo from this Mishnah? But according to Rish Lakish, so once an Odin or an Eved appoints a Shliach, so he cannot be Chazer. He cannot be Chazer. But the Aloch is not like Rish Lakish, the Yufte the Rish Lakish. So why is the Aloch not like Rish Lakish? Because of Osset Dibo and Vatel Dibo. So in Mele, if we say, this is what Rav Huna held, if we say, Hatefis Lubal Chiv, Bimokim Shechav La'achirim Iskone, so Mimele, the Shliach could act on behalf of the Odin to preclude the Odin from being Chazer and to be Mivatel his own Dibur. If, let's say, the Odin has not as yet given his Das, then even, so on account of the fact that this is only Ksaschei, it's not a Chigomo, he cannot be Kefe, so Mimele, he couldn't grab Ishtar Shichol. He couldn't grab Ishtar Shichol from the Od. Let's say, it goes without saying, Rav Huna will be made it. Suppose the Eved is Ovid Leinach Nafshe. And then, and out of gratitude to the Eved, who saved his life, The Odin told the Sefer to write the Shlach Shecho and told the Egin to sign the Shlach Shecho. And then, after the whole star was written and signed, he changed his mind, the Odin. He decided not to give Bimishachet Evet. And he was holding the Shlach Shecho, about to hand it over to the Evet, and then he said, oh, I changed my mind. Why should I be Mishacharim? And suppose, at that moment, the Evet would come and grab it out of his hand. So it will be null and void. Why? Because Shicho requires das. So true, it's Iksaschei, it's obviously Nachnafshei, but he cannot force the Odin to be Mishacher. Mashein came in the case where he already appointed Ishlech. So then the das was already given. And according to Rishlokish, who says, Lo yose dibur vatu dibur, so then he couldn't be chayze, without Tevez Malchim. So the Mele, in the case, let's, according to Ravune, suppose an Odin gave Ishlach Shecho to an Eved who is obviously Nachnafshe. He gave it to him already, but he said, Harize Ishlach Shecho Shaloch, Vilitiyem Mishuchera Lo Achalamet. And then Teich Lamed, the Odin would decide to be chayze. So according to Ravune, even Alibed Rabbi Yechanan, the Tosef Dibur Vatel Dibur, but in this particular case, since he owes him the Shicho, and the Das was already given, and the only reason is why a Nevet cannot enforce a Shicho from the Odin, because Shicho requires Das Od, but in the case where the Odin already gave it Das, if he already gave this Evet to whom he is indebted, the Shtar Shicho, but he said at the time of the Sine, he said, Harize Giteich Volitiyem Mishuchar Alach Alamedin. And then he wants to change his mind, according to Ravune, even Alibed Rabbi Yechanan, that Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom, but in this case, we cannot apply the Aloha for Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom, because it's a Chayim. So the fact that he owes him the Shicho, and the Das, it's not necessary that he should give his Das, because he already indicated his Das. The only reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says that he can be Chayzer is because of Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom. So he has a right to be Mivatel his Das. But, so when can he be, when does he have his chus to be Mivatel his Das and to apply the aloche of Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom if he doesn't owe the Shicho to him? But once he already gave the Shtar Shicho to him and he already indicated his Das to be Mishacharim. So, but now he's trying to revoke his Das. So on the count of the fact that it's Iksas Chayv, that Al-Bedin is Mechuyev to be Mishacher, that precludes him from exercising the right of Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom. So, if in a case where the Odin would handed over the Shtar Shicho to the Eved directly, but he said Lach Lamed Yehim, and if it's obviously Lach Nafshe, so he's Mechuyev in the Shicho, so then the Eved has the Keach to be Teifes in the Shtar Shicho, and to be Zeiche Lach Lamed Yehim in the Shtar Shicho, in spite of the protest by the Odin. Why? Because it's a chayv. So now if it's a chayv, why shouldn't the Eved be able to grab Shtar Shicho even before the Odin gave it to him? The answer is because Shicho requires Das. But in the case where Das was given, but the Odin wants to exercise his right or his privilege of revoking his Das, of Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom. So since it's a chayv, so the Odin, the Eved, has the schus of being teifes, of preventing him from being chayzer, from exercising the right of Ose Dibom Vatel Dibom. So that would be in the case where the Odin already gave, the Shtar Shicho, to the Eved, but he said Lach Lamed Yehim. Now in this case, he just gave it to the Shliach. So the Nesine was not realized. But if we say that according to Ravune, so 10 is Lach Kisri, but 10 has the connotation that the Shliach should become a Shliach Levoye. And what does Shliach Levoye mean? Shliach Levoye means that the Shliach Levoye's Yad is the Yad of David. So a Nesine was already realized. But the Shchiya cannot take place until it reaches in the hands of David. So it's like הניסים שתשיכו לעבדי ואומרי לא תשחר הלך על המדיין. So there too the Nisina was realized, but the Schir did not take place yet. So in such a case, the Eved can be Tefes. So Mele, if we say Tefes al-Bachim, Mokin Shechav al-Achir, is going that one can act on behalf of somebody else to whom he owes it as a chayv, even though it's to the detriment of a certain person. So it's kone, so here too. So he can be tefes this shtashichu, in as much as the das was already supplied, the das of, because even according to Ravune, so ten has the connotation that he should become a shliach levoy. And what does shliach levoy mean? That he should be the yad of the Eved. So the Nesine was already realized. So the das holding for the shichur of the Eved was already given. But he wants to revoke his das. So if we say Tefes l'balchim, mokim shechav l'achirim, is kone, that he can enforce his shichur on behalf, he can enforce a right on behalf of somebody else, just as if he had been the Eved himself. So here too, he can enforce the shich, the non-chazor, not the shichur. The Eved will become mishucher only when it reaches the hand of the Eved. But he can enforce non-chazor. This is what Jesus says. V'nivalei d'choshev tzaschein, mishim domed leinach nafshe, u'mikol mokeh, choshev lechav lachirin, sh'anechayim li'od in klum, שחייב לראות עם כלום, לא אוכל פרושי, בישלו מתאים שבו אחיו קונה, אין תאימים, גם כאן קונה מקבול לזו, וישל יוכלר זה, משום דובר לנח נפשי, ויצאו שיהיה בו אחיו ביקר, שיוכלר כבי לולר זה, ואף על פי שמסחם לי ככה מקבל, די תאו לי קבל, כמי שריצה עוד, כמי שריצה עוד, אבו לי מתאים שבו אחיו, in other words, but he was not מסחבי, to be שליח לבואי, ten is, has the connotation of שליח לבואי, So in other words, the Odin wanted him to be Shlech Levoye, but how about the Eved? The Eved didn't say anything. So Jesus says, no. The Eved was Mikablet the way the Odin wanted, I mean the Shliach. The Shliach was Mikablet the Shtar Shichu, the way the Odin wanted him to be Mikablet. And since, according to Ravune, so ten is Lafki Shri, but it's Kishliach Levoye, it's Kishliach Levoye, some Mele in Isidah was already realized. So the Das is there already. The prerequisite of Das Odin for Shichur was fulfilled already. But the Odin always has a right to change his mind, to revoke his Das. So, but in this case, since it's a Chayiv, and if we say that David Machim Mokishchav Lachirim is Kone, so somebody else can act on behalf of the person to whom the Chayiv is due, as if he had been the one to whom the chayv is due. So the Mele here too, this shliach livoye can enforce a non-chazor by vavav shlo ischav lekachan kabel daite u lekabel kushroi tzod avu nativ et machiv roi kone kol shkin ze sheini balchein el dobet leinach nafshe shiduch lo odein lazat. Alright, that will be enough for today. But for next time, you should go over the Gemara in Gomtziya Dafyut, and also Gemara in Suves, Yema Bachosho. But in order to understand that Gemara, you have to go over the Mishneh, the Machlekes Rab Tarfon and Rab Akiva, whether Yinos L'Kish L'Shebehen or not. Now, and what does Yinos L'Kish L'Shebehen mean? And then, of course, you have to go look up the Gemara, as the thesis mentions, in Kolayim Atlukim Esrudame, and you should look up the Nisives in Simen Kufei, where he discusses, where he gives the teretz, and thesis Kashi against Rashi. Rashi says that Mokim Shosi Shliach, so Tefil Bachim Mokim Shechav Lachirim Skone. So the Kashi is, there are two Kashis. One Kashi is the thesis raises here from the Gemara of Yema Bachoshe, and then the Roshim Bo Metzia Dafyud mentions another Kashi from the Gemara from the Sugiyim Bo Metzia Dafyud. Now, let's see what the Ram says. The Ram is Masik. The Ram is Masik on Tesis Pshat. This is a very difficult Gemara. The Shaykhis between Shichur and Tefes al-Bachim Mokshechav Lachir. All right. teifes v'yikshori d'ran andri afilu yamrin teifes b'alchiv kone heiche shaye choche d'hoso meine taim b'ni shu shluche b'ki nafil b'akoch b'fi shu chayvle v'habe kilo yu teifes u'ba'atzmi aber kann nach dem Datum noch lagen so den Blase bin ich wollte nicht und jetzt ich halt da schon ich dachte mir kann alles so schar ich habe nicht schar wie ich kein wo ja ich so mal arze ja kim das ist auch da ich da lauf ist ich da mein wo ich mach ich wo du eben die hoche mit dem Balkhe wie ich hoche frei mich noch nicht nach schei so ist macht ihr wenn ihm kein hege hoche war gher denn ich habe rabbi wie ich habe korsel dir ist riesal schon da wieder nicht nach schei hoche kisas khei ואפל בי חיין, כי בשביל חייב לי כלום, חושב לך ואחר. ואורי בראש, בי שלאים תלם בלחיב קונה, אם תלם גם כאן קונה, אם גם כאן קונה מקבל לזור, אם שלא יחל ארזיה, משנו בלי חנף שריצו שבלחיב מכך, שיוכל להכנו לארזיה, אבל בשביל נסחם מקבל מכך, די תאו לי כמה קצינות, אבל אם אתם בלחיב לא יקונה, כל שכזה שלי בלחיב, אל דובר לי נחנף שיוכלו נלחזה ב... So we explain it. ודבורים הלא רחיקים מן ההרמי, ועד, דים כנכם מן המלאף מאוכל, תיס בלחיב קונה, שם אוכל שעוד נסני, על דסקי. So, we answered that קשה. It doesn't mean, תיסס doesn't mean, עוד נסני על דסקי, נשב בזכה. Then it has nothing to do with תיס בלחיב. But the Oden gives it to him, as בתיר השליח ליבוי. So that means that the Sine was realized already. But what is lacking? The Kinyan. The Kinyan is lacking. So mainly the Chaleis will take place when the Eved will be Zeichen Neshtashichu. So now, Rish Lakish holds that if someone gave a get to an Ishon, and he says, Ariat Mikreshes Lilach Alamed Yeim, so he cannot be Chazer, because Leo said, Ibon Vatl Dibon. And the Shlokish also says that if somebody appointed a Shliach and he wants to be Chizia, he cannot be Chizia because Leo said Dibon Vatl Dibon. But the Halacha is not like the Shlokish. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. But what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Because of the Dibon Vatl Dibon. Not because Das is lacking. Because Das does not mean that the Odin or the Baal